I want to see young people being able to build on their own lands. We have a policy at national level that is frustrating that, that is causing serious damage to that policy. And what needs to be done, and what I'm asking government to do, is to reach out to TII and to say that you need to review your policy, folks. You need to look. This blanket approach, this sledgehammer approach, is not fair. It's not fair to the people of Donegal. Of course, road safety has to be at the heart of it. God forbid. We know in Donegal how many people have lost their lives on the road. That's without a doubt. But a blanket approach to this policy is not acceptable. Back in July, Donegal County Council submitted a proposal to enable what they described as the continued survival of our rural and Gaeltacht communities to TII, to allow where necessary the appropriate and limited access to the N56 in relation to planning permissions. The TII are not listening, Minister. Now, we do have a change in terms of the speed limits, and that's a separate issue in reality. What we need is a change in policy, a more appropriate policy in relation to TII. You know, this is not acceptable where the whole county of Donegal, the whole west of the county, south of the county of Donegal, is serviced by this main road, and therefore this main road doesn't allow people to build on their own land. It has to stop, and I'm asking you directly, will you intervene with TII today?
I will certainly pass the comments of the Deputy to the Minister for Transport. There has been a lot of investment in roads in Donegal. We want to make sure those roads are safe. But I agree with you. We need to make sure that people can live in their community.